devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, Wayne Allen Root. What did he think of Super Bowl 56? And, of course, he calls the games, so to speak. We'll see what he thinks about what went down. And, by the way, the sports books are, I guess, we're happy today. Good for them. Hey, come on. They got to make a living, too, you know. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Also, Ron Futrell will join us after 2 o'clock. Sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. We'll see what he thought of Super Bowl 56. We'll do all that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. New revelations from special counsel John Durham say that Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign paid spies to infiltrate the Trump campaign and fabricate ties to Russia. Bob Agnew has more.
Durham says attorney Michael Sussman lied by failing to disclose he was working for Clinton's campaign when he presented the FBI with skewed evidence of ties between Trump and Russia. Durham says those allegations were fabricated using cell phone and internet data selectively gleaned from Trump servers by high-tech workers in Clinton's employ. Former President Trump says, quote, "This is a scandal far greater in scope and magnitude than Watergate, and those who were involved in and knew about this spying operation should be subject to criminal prosecution." Bob Agnew reporting.
Russia's top diplomat advising President Putin to continue talking with the West on Moscow's security demands. Officials see it as a signal from the Kremlin that it intends to continue with diplomatic efforts. Also at townhall.com, the busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing has reopened following protest against COVID restrictions.
This comes as Canadian officials are holding back from cracking down on a larger protest in the capital, Ottawa. The Detroit International Bridge Company says, quote, the Ambassador Bridge is now fully open, unquote. Company officials also say this reopening allows the free flow of commerce between the economies of the U.S. and Canada once again. The crossing normally carries 25% of all trade between both countries.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Coast Guard says searchers have found a field of debris off the coast of North Carolina where a plane with eight people went down Sunday night. The report came in initially from the Marine Corps Air Station at Cherry Point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Las Vegas sportsbooks might be even happier than L.A. fans about the Rams' win in Super Bowl 56. The Rams beat the Bengals 23-20, but didn't cover the point spread. 4 or 4.5 points was the point spread. The game stayed under the total of 48.5. Station Casino's officials report the biggest Super Bowl win ever for its sportsbooks, despite one bettor winning 2 of the 3 $1 million bets on the Rams. BetMGM officials say their win was into the seven figures. Caesars Sportsbooks, their wins included $9.5 million in bets from Houston furniture store owner Mattress Mack. He bet on the Bengals money line. Mack has lost more than $22 million in bets since winning the $2.7 million on Tampa Bay in last year's Super Bowl. Well, with Valentine's Day here, you might want to know in Las Vegas that we're home to 5 of the 100 most romantic restaurants in the country. Reservations website Open Table says Delmonico Steakhouse, Ferraro's, the Golden Steer Steakhouse, and Vic and Anthony's Inventor Grill all made the list.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Remember, there's only 2 lanes available through that bridge reconstruction zone downtown on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That project's going to be there throughout the year. And moderate flows right now on the Beltway, 215 West at the airport connector.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Monday, February 14th. For those of you that don't know, you had best know, it is Valentine's Day. It is the first day after Super Bowl 56. A lot of stuff to talk about, but it's got to be a very special Valentine for Wayne Allen Root because he is a newlywed, a beautiful Cindy. And you got big plans tonight?
No, we don't. We're professionals that go out to eat, so we never go out on major holidays like New Year's or Valentine's Day. She's making me a wonderful meal at home tonight. I got her a beautiful gift from the jewelry store, and she's making me a beautiful meal at home tonight. We go out 7 nights a week, so there's no big deal going out on Valentine's Day when everything costs ridiculous inflated prices. So we just keep going out on non-holidays, and we stay home for the big holidays.
Smart way to do it.
Yeah.
What did you think of Super Bowl 56?
Well, it's kind of weird because I had the Rams, but I bet in a way that the average non-professional doesn't understand. So even if I'm really confident about the Rams, I'm still never going to give the four. A lot of games land on four, and a lot of games land on three. So those are dangerous numbers. So I bet the Rams, but instead of laying 110, I laid 150 and took the Rams minus three to protect myself if it happened to land on three. And then I made another bet, a much smaller bet, on the Rams minus 2.5, and I laid 180, almost 2-1. So when the game was over and the dust cleared, I pushed on the minus three, and I won on the minus 2.5, and I actually wound up winning on Super Bowl Sunday, even though I had the losing side. So that's the difference in professional gamblers versus the rest of the world. You know, I'm pretty smart about figuring out the way to bet these games. I didn't want to go all the way and just bet the money line, but I bet the Rams minus three and minus 2.5. And it was okay. I mean, I got ripped because the Rams missed an extra point, which really never happens in Super Bowl. I've never in my life seen a guy, the holder, spin the football and it falls out of his hand. That was a one in a million thing. And so at that point, they win by four. I win the three and the 2.5, and I clear the board and win everything. Plus, there was a touchdown right after halftime, that 75-yard touchdown with Higgins that literally terrible, terrible referee's missed call, the worst I've ever seen. He's practically slammed the guy's helmet in a 360-degree manner. Total offensive pass interference. Never should have happened, and the Rams would have actually won by 10 if you take that 7 away. So I feel like I got ripped, but instead of losing a ton of money, I made a little bit of money. So I feel like I kind of made something out of nothing.
I like that. I like that. What did you think of the halftime show? I've got people telling me on cable news and on ESPN, greatest, it's the greatest show.
What a joke. What a joke. They're out of touch liberal losers who don't understand America. First of all, you know, this isn't black or white. I'm not going to say anything about the color of anyone's skin. You can be white and be a thug. You can be black and be a gentleman. What I saw on display was a bunch of thugs who were celebrating Compton thug culture, celebrating thug cars, celebrating thug prison uniforms, taking knees for the national anthem. I saw one of the most disgusting, disgraceful things I've ever seen, certainly the most disgusting halftime show I've ever seen. It made me sick to my stomach, and it has nothing to do with the average American that watches the game. Okay, maybe some little, I won't even say the word. Maybe some person who's a critic in Hollywood liked that halftime show. They're out of touch with America. That was a show that nobody loves. I think most black and Hispanic middle class family-oriented Americans were as disgusted as I was. There are a bunch of thugs up there. And by the way, separate from the lyrics, separate from kneeing, separate from the dance routine with prison outfits on, forget all that. Just it featured Snoop Dogg, who just released a new song with anti-police rhetoric and who has been, the center of so much controversy. I think he's a piece of garbage and just got sued for sexual assault days before the Super Bowl. You know, let me tell you something. I'm a white, male, straight Republican. If I was sued for sexual assault 2 days before a performance, you can bet 1,000 out of 1,000 times that performance would be canceled, even though I'm innocent until proven guilty. But if you're black in America today and you get sued for sexual assault or arrested 2 days before a performance, they let you play because they're afraid of being called a racist. I'm sick of the double standard. Snoop Dogg had no right to be on that stage while under lawsuit for sexual assault and no right to be up there while releasing songs that want to see some sort of injury happened to police officers. I find it disgusting and disgraceful, and the whole performance made me sick.
So, in other words, it's not the greatest Super Bowl halftime in the history of the game.
It was the worst in the history of the game. In other words, that's what it was. It's just an embarrassment to middle-class Americans. You know, look, I understand there's some young people who probably love that, and maybe in particular black young people. Maybe it's even white young people. But that isn't who your core audience is that buys your tickets at stadiums across America and buys your memorabilia and supports the game. I think mostly the people that watch this game are middle class, primarily white middle class, which means primarily Trump voters. And that was a halftime show that had zero appeal. On top of that, just turned us off, not just zero appeal. It made us sick to our stomachs. Why would you do that? Plus, they had the black national anthem, which the NFL let happen in the parking lot, not during the game, in the parking lot. So now it's got liberals and blacks upset that the NFL, you know, left them in the parking lot for the black national anthem. My answer is, why would you allow the black national anthem to be played anywhere, parking lot or otherwise? Am I allowed to play the white national anthem? It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, the most divisive thing I've ever heard, and wrong for America. There's one national anthem. You don't knee for it, and you don't decide to play another kind because you're another race or culture.
I thought it was awful, and then to leave the players on the field, they do the black national anthem, then they send them to the locker rooms, and I'm like, what were they trying to say by all? And that's the first thing I thought of too was oh my God, they have relegated them to the parking lot.
All of it's silly. And how about the fact that, you know, the rules were you couldn't get in unless you're going to wear a mask the entire game, and no one wore a mask ever. Not one celebrity in any box, not the mayor in his box or his glass enclosed box, and nobody in the stands had a mask on. The whole thing is a charade, and that's in extremely liberal lockdown Los Angeles. One big party atmosphere, nobody wore a mask. It's all a joke. They're all hypocrites. And you go, what's the big deal about that, Wayne? Well, because today's the next day, and every kid had to wear a mask in school in Los Angeles today. So how come no one had to wear a mask in the stadium, even though they said you have to? No enforcement of any kind, and no celebrity thought to ever put one on. They must have all been holding their breath for 4 hours, setting Olympic records.
Again, Wayne Allen Root joining us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. You hear it every afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. He also has the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But I want to ask you, though, as far as what we saw yesterday, overall, Super Bowls, the game, was it one of the better games? I thought it was one of the better games that we've probably seen in Super Bowls. Not the best.
The best would be games, you know, like I remember the old Dallas Cowboys against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the final score was like 34-31. You know, games like that, lots of scoring, go to the last minute, everybody scores. Those are great games. This was a good, solid game with a good defensive effort on both sides. And it was a solid game, but, you know, it was in line with all the amazing playoff games we saw this year from one standpoint. It seems like every single game this entire postseason was determined on the last drive of the game one way or another. Yeah. And that's pretty amazing. Football is just, it all comes down to the last drive. And that's exciting, and that keeps people in their seats. So from that standpoint, as much as I'm down on football, as much as I'm down on the Commissioner Goodell, as much as I'm down on their halftime show and the kneeling and the social justice and the Black Lives Matter BS, it's still putting a great product on the field at all times.
I want to ask you, this happened since we last talked, and that is Governor Sisolak unmasking Nevada. What did you make of it? Did he go far enough, and should he have also gone further with some sort of vaccine mandate?
Well, that was never going to happen. He was never going to say no one, you know, I'm going to ban any corporation from doing a vaccine mandate. He's about as far, Sisolak, from DeSantis as a human being will get. Sisolak's about on the communist end of the scale. Sisolak is on the Wayne Root conservative end of the scale. So you were never getting anything to ban vaccines or remove vaccines, but it's good that they got rid of the masks. I don't give him any credit at all because he never should have the masks in the first place. They do absolutely nothing except they're filthy and they, you know, you're breathing in filth all day from everything you touch, and even your own breath, which is, you know, when you sneeze, when you cough, if you're sick, you're breathing it in and out the same air. It's proven in scientific studies. There's that science again. It's proven that when you wear a mask, you're breathing in filthy air, and it's filling your lungs with filthy air, and it's only going to make you sicker. So it's a mistake in the first place. But having said that, if you're going to do it, why would you end it immediately last Friday? Why? Because the Super Bowl was coming to town. That's the only reason he did it, which proves this has nothing to do with science. If he really believed in masks, you'd keep it. Or if you thought it was time to get rid of them, you do what, you know, the idiot Newsom in California does, which is you would say, I'm getting rid of the masks effective in 2 weeks. But he said effective immediately tomorrow morning, no more masks. Why? Because Friday was the first day 300,000 people were starting to come in for the Super Bowl, and the casino owners told him in no untold terms, you know, no room for error. You are getting rid of those masks so we can make a lot of money on Super Bowl weekend. That's all it came down to is money.
Want to ask you about what's going on in Eastern Europe. Are we headed for war in Ukraine? The Ukrainian president was told today the attack will be on, the invasion will begin on Wednesday. I never knew that they announced when two countries are going to war.
I've never heard that in my life. I don't know if it's going to begin on Wednesday or not. I've never said there is going to be a war. There isn't. I kind of, you know me, I have an opinion on everything, but I kind of stay away from things I know absolutely nothing about. I have, because I'm not there, Kevin, you know, I don't have a Wayne Root drone flying over the border with Ukraine and Russia to figure out if they're really amassing at the border and what's going to happen and when, and I'm not in on Putin's meetings. I have no idea if he's really attacking or bluffing. I have no idea if Joe Biden really needs this for Wag the Dog to get his poll ratings up. I have no doubt he does, and he's just making the whole thing up, or whether it's really going to be an invasion because Putin wants to see how far he can go. Probably all true. So I don't know. I just haven't even been weighing in on this, other than that's going to be Wag the Dog. Biden wants a war. He's encouraging a war. He's praying for a war. He's going out of his way to make sure there's a war. I'm not sure if Putin ever really even wanted it, and he's being goaded into it by Biden, who needs this so desperately with the midterms coming up. And by the way, that's the same reason so many Democrat governors, including Sisolak, are getting rid of the mask mandates and other mandates, because the elections are coming up, and it's polling very badly. Nobody wants their kids in school with masks. Nobody wants to wear masks at work. Nobody wants to wear masks, period. No one wants to be vaccinated. No one wants lockdowns. So we're all safe from now to the election. There won't be any more lockdowns, and most vaccine mandates will be taken away. Washington, D.C. ended theirs today. The Smith Center in Vegas ended theirs over the weekend. No more look at your ID and your vaccine passport when you walk in the door. It seems to me like we're safe for a few months till the election. Now, if we win a landslide in the election and we pick up 50, 60, 70, 80 seats, then there will never be more lockdowns, there will never be masks, and there will be no more vaccine passports. If they rig the election and we don't take over the House and the Senate, then there will be a threat of all these things brought right back in the future. So we better win big in November.
I want to ask you, there are 9 candidates for governor. Many of them were at Dragon Ridge last week for a debate. Any thoughts on this large gubernatorial field? And do we need a smaller one? Do we need somebody to drop out?
Well, look, I'm for freedom, man. I believe that's what makes America great, is there shouldn't be vaccine passports. You have a freedom to choose. And if there are nine candidates, there are nine candidates. They all have a right to get in the race. And no one has a right to say you don't belong in it, you don't deserve to be in it. The only cutoff I would do, if I was going to do a cutoff, is I would base it on how much money they've raised. You know, on a certain date, if you haven't raised $1 million, you don't get to debate, you don't get into the debate because you're not a serious candidate if you haven't raised, say, $1 million, or maybe it's a $500,000 minimum. Other than that, I think everybody has a right to try out to run for whatever office they want to, and it's up to the citizens to decide. So I have no problem with there being nine in the race, and I'm not against anyone. I'm not endorsing anyone. I'm not for or against. I let it play out, and after the primary, I'm for whoever the Republican nominee is. I would just give some advice publicly right now to Joe Lombardo. You should be in the debates. It's ridiculous, and I think an embarrassment that you're not in the debates, and the excuse he's giving, and he's been on my show several times. I like Joe personally. The excuse he's giving is that he's not formally declared candidate yet. Wait a minute. He's running TV ads for governor. What do you mean you're not formally declared? He is absolutely formally declared. Whatever he calls formally declared, I don't know. But once you run TV ads, you're a candidate for governor. So, you know, he's got to be in the debates. There's no reason. His people are giving him very bad advice, keeping him out. That's my opinion.
I agree. Where can people find the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book?
The usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. None of them are conservative. They're all liberal, but that's who sells books. And so keep buying conservative books at Amazon, not just Wayne Root, but everybody else, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, all our friends in the conservative movement. If they got a book, buy it at Amazon, and the message you'll get across, you know, that you believe in conservative values. So the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, my book, I think, is the one that provides more than just complaints. It gives you solutions. And I've gotten so many thousands of emails from people who bought the book, which was a number one bestseller, saying that, you know, we're making phone calls every day to all these corporations, letting them know we're boycotting their products. And by the way, you know what's an offshoot of my book? The Canadian convoy and the Canadian blockade are like right out of the pages of my book. I said we're not going to win this thing with voting. We're going to win this thing by, you know, by blockading and by striking and by boycotting. And sure enough, the Canadian truckers got it. I feel like a proud father. And it's happening just as I said it should, because all these things are coming down right now, right around the time the Canadian truckers have embarrassed the world and brought the message home, we don't want vaccine mandates.
And the next stop in March is going to be D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great.
I think it's great. I'm all for it. And anyone who isn't for it, you know, you must be on the side of bad, bad people, the side of evil. Because I never heard of when you raise money, you're not allowed to. You know, they should block it. They should keep it and give it to other charities at GoFundMe or at the Christian site. GoSend. All these sites. You can't, government can't order them to not collect the money that people gave. It shows you how scared Trudeau and Biden are of this movement. This trucker convoy can absolutely and is absolutely shaking up the world and changing everything.
I love it. Wayne, always good. We'll do it again next week, my friend. You have a great week and have a great Valentine's Day tonight.
Yeah, don't forget my website, rootforamerica.com. It all starts there. My videos, my podcasts, my commentaries, rootforamerica.com. Check it out every day. Thank you.
We'll talk again next week. Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered 3 to 6 every afternoon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss and how my friends at Quality Hearing Aids can help improve your quality of life. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI Hearing Aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets Evolve AI Hearing Aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless. And take it from me, they've done just that.